Hello, welcome to the Dinner Than Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be discussing our recipe for slow cooker leg of lamb. Slow cooker leg of lamb is an easy lamb recipe perfect for Easter dinner. It's a juicy, tender bone-in leg of lamb seasoned with garlic, rosemary, and lemon. Roast leg of lamb is a surprisingly simple yet delicious dish perfect for special occasions. For more ideas on what to serve for Easter or Passover, check out all these main dish recipes that you can make in the oven or slow cooker, like roast turkey, roast leg of lamb, honey-baked ham, and perfect garlic prime rib. With this slow cooker recipe, preparing a leg of lamb for a special Easter or Passover dinner just got a whole lot easier. Roasting a leg of lamb is pretty easy, but you do have to keep an eye on it so it doesn't overcook. Slow cooking a leg of lamb takes away the worry and frees you up to spend time with family or make more delicious dishes. For your special dinner, serve slow cooker leg of lamb with easy, simple spring sides, like roasted red potatoes and sautéed green beans. Instead of serving traditional currant jellies or mint sauces, you can use the lamb stock to make an easy gravy, just like you do with roasted turkey. Try this quick recipe for easy lamb gravy if you haven't made gravy before. First, melt 1/4 cup butter in a skillet on medium-high heat. Then whisk 1/4 cup flour and cook roux for 2 to 3 minutes. Add in a cup of lamb sauce to the flour and whisk until thick and smooth. Continue adding lamb stock 1 cup at a time until desired thickness. It should be about 4 cups in total. Then just season with salt and pepper. This slow cooker leg of lamb recipe is so delicious using only a few ingredients and a boneless or bone-in cut of lamb. Simple seasoning like garlic cloves and fresh herbs with just a hint of lemon allow the juicy, tender flavor to shine. And a cup of red wine or beef stock keeps the lamb moist and adds a subtle earthiness. You can use bone-in leg of lamb for this slow cooker leg of lamb without any adjustments. If you want to be sure your boneless lamb stays in a uniform shape, you can wrap your boneless leg of lamb with kitchen twine so it stays together while cooking. Sometimes a butcher will wrap it for you to make this even easier. Let's go over some quick variations you can make to this leg of lamb. First, you can add some fresh herbs that would taste delicious with this lamb, like thyme, oregano, sage, and mint. If you use dried herbs, use at least half the amount that you would for fresh herbs. You can also add dried ground spices to your garlic paste, or just sprinkle it directly over the lamb. We'd recommend trying paprika, coriander, or cumin for subtle savory flavors. You can also try different cooking liquids, like chicken stock, tomato juice, or beef broth instead of wine. The best wine to use is a red table wine, like Merlot or Cabernet. Stay away from cooking wines. They are far too salty for this dish. This is also an easy recipe to adapt to an Instant Pot, and it'll be done in just over an hour. Simply set the Instant Pot to sauté setting and add in 1 tablespoon of olive oil once it's hot. Season the leg of lamb with salt and pepper and brown for a few minutes on each side in the Instant Pot, then remove and set aside. Make the lemon garlic herb paste as usual and rub it all over the leg of lamb. Insert the rack in the Instant Pot and pour wine into the pot. Then place the leg of lamb on top of the rack. Cover and turn valve to sealing. Set the pressure cooker to meat/stew and cook for 30 to 35 minutes. Then let the pressure release naturally, remove the lamb, and let rest for 10 minutes before serving. You can also broil it for 2 to 3 minutes if you want the top brown. Leg of lamb is a slightly expensive cut of meat, and 4 pounds can be a lot depending on how many people you are feeding. So you can use a smaller leg of lamb, but you don't want to go below 2.5 pounds. If you end up with leftovers, this leg of lamb can be at room temperature for up to 2 hours. You want to allow it to cool completely before storing. Then place the leftovers in a sealed container, and it'll stay good in the refrigerator for up to 4 days, or in the freezer for up to 2 months in an airtight container or freezer bag. Here are some ideas for different meals you can make with the leftovers. You can make this into an Indian lamb curry recipe. We have the recipe on our site for Indian lamb curry, so follow that. You just don't have to prepare the lamb. Just cut your leftover lamb into large chunks and add it to the curry once it's done. Cook for an additional 5 to 10 minutes until the lamb is warm and you have dinner ready. You can also make a lamb stroganoff by simply swapping the steak for sliced lamb in the easy beef stroganoff recipe. Sear the lamb on high in a skillet to heat up and add to pasta and sauce right before serving. Our final suggestion is lamb sliders. This is great if you also have leftover dinner rolls. Cut the rolls in half and spread tzatziki over the roll on 1/2. Then layer the sliced lamb and you have the perfect lamb sliders. Now let's go over the recipe for this simple slow cooker leg of lamb. Juice 1 lemon Then put your lemon zest in a small pouch to keep it fresh in the refrigerator while your lamb cooks. Add 2 tablespoons of olive oil to a large pot. On high heat, sear the 4-pound leg of lamb on all sides. It should take 4 to 5 minutes per side. Add in 2 pounds of quartered red potatoes to the slow cooker. Season them with 1 teaspoon kosher salt and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Top this with the lamb and season with the remaining 1 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Then season the lamb with 4 cloves of minced garlic, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary, and the lemon juice. Cover and cook on low for 6 to 8 hours. Once it's done, simply garnish with the fresh lemon zest you saved earlier. If you've made this recipe for slow cooker leg of lamb, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog. If you've taken a picture and want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #dinnerthandessert. We'd love to hear how it turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.